Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. It was a bit chilly this morning, but we're all thawed out and ready to go. We're going to be doing an interview with Michael Rowe, who was recently elected and was sworn in on January 1. And we're going to see if we can find out what's going on with the town, his plans for the future. And we're going to begin shortly. Please stand by. Now, in the meantime, also, there are three new businesses that have opened up in town for the year. The Linda Manic Dance Studio, which is located on Saluda Street, down where the Zumba classes used to take place. We also got Carolina Construction here on Main Street, where they gutted the building. And I guess they'll probably start construction once it warms up a bit. And they've done an excellent job out here on the Subway place. Really looks like a Subway store now and should be open at any time. They have been hiring people, and they've also been in training. So I figure by the first of the month, they should be open. As I was walking around town, too, I've also noticed that there is some construction going on behind the library where the bakery was. Something's going on there because they're putting a new roof on the building. I'm not sure yet, but we'll try to find out more about that shortly. And at the moment, we're having a few technical difficulties, so please stand by, and we'll get this interview started as soon as possible. Okay, folks, we are having a few difficulties, but we should be on line and start the interview any second. We're trying to get things straightened out here. So just please stand by for a minute. And hello, Mike. Are you there?
I am Robert.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me call in.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement?
No, not that I can think of. I'm just learning the job and trying to do the best I can for the people of Town of 96. So.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you know, I do have a few questions for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we have 3 businesses that are opening up in town this year, which is a great start. And that's creating jobs also, which we definitely need.
Oh, yes, definitely so.
Okay, is there any more businesses you know that might be coming to town? Or?
Not to my knowledge at this point, but, you know, we are definitely trying to work really hard to get people to relocate to 96 or to open new businesses to 96. That's definitely something that we're working hard at trying to get to happen.
Okay. Also, is there any chance of bringing like a community center or a Boys or Girls Club or YMCA or anything like that down for the children?
That is something that I would definitely love to see happen. Of course, it would probably take someone with some planning to get that happening. I mean, it's not something that we have done or tried to do as far as the town. But you know, if someone else could take up that mantle, you know, that would be awesome. If we could, I think that would benefit the kids of this town, the children of this town. I definitely would think it would.
Okay. Could you tell us if the town council is working on anything yet, by any chance?
Other than just handling the regular business of the town, we have a few things that we're going to try to accomplish this year. And so set some goals at our workshop, and we're going to work on trying to see some of those things through. I know we've got two things that we definitely want to work on throughout the year, and that's to try to fix some of the storm drainage issues in town, and or at least find the funding or the means to fix those, and then trying to work on the sidewalks with the school district, and that's to try to push that further along to try to go ahead and get those things done this year. But we will definitely be I imagine a full plate of things every month that we're trying to work on. So
okay, could you give us any updates on the housing that's supposed to be coming to town?
Other than that, we were asked to write a letter of support. That's the only thing that we have. I was told that they were supposed to start sometime after the first of the year. But as far as, you know, that's the last that we were asked to do, was to write that letter of support. And that was for the low-income housing that was built right behind the Piggly here in 96. So.
Okay. Could you tell us how many units or any additional info on that?
And this has been a while since I've spoken with anybody on it, but I believe it was around 48 units, individual units. But that's been a while since I, and don't hold me to that number. I would have to double check on that. But that was the last that I spoke with anybody on it as far as the amount of the units.
Well, I know you're just getting started on the job, so I guess we'll have to give you a couple months to get caught up. Okay. I was walking around town. I also noticed that someone's working on the old bakery. They're putting a new roof up. You have any idea what's going on? Yes.
I have no idea. I haven't talked with anybody about it, but something definitely to check out to find out what they are. I know the building's been up for sale for a number of months, so they may just be trying to get it, I guess you could say, a little more fixed up you know, to try to get it sold. So.
Okay. Could you give us any info on the work that's going to be done over in the Mill Village?
On the mill site, the mill site, we have Joanne Eichelberger is working on that site. She has been meeting at, she actually met with Jeff Green today. He works for Upper Samana Council of Governments to try to find some funding to get the mill site project, to get the ball rolling on the mill site project. She's been meeting with Bill Lane, who was the landscape architect for the National Park Service, and he's helped. They've had a lot of support from people in the National Park Service and then through the grant they received, and that was as far as finding areas where people can volunteer, helping with finding funding, especially the layout. There's been two grants that was awarded, one for lighting in the town, and that was for the visitor center and a couple of different places around town that and the depot, that was a grant that was awarded. And then plus there's a $2,500 grant, or there was a grant that was awarded for about 50 trees that will be placed in the mill site park. Joanne Ockberg, she's doing a wonderful job with that. She really is. She's doing a wonderful job with that.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That is all I can think of at this moment. But I'm pretty sure as the months go on, we will get more and more things to talk about.
Okay, well, we'll check back with you in the spring, and maybe you can give us some more updates.
Definitely so. Thank you, Robert.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. And there you have it, our first interview with the mayor. We'll check back in the springtime and see if we can find out a bit more info about what's going on. And I'm sure things will pick up as the weather changes. Anyway, hopefully you enjoyed the interview, and you'll come back for more. And it's your host, Robert Hart. Bye for now.